Early morning brief for the U.S. stock market at 7:50 a.m. Eastern Time, March 21st. From Rich Paus for Critical Point. Okay, we got the Fed Reserve out of the way. And as the day progressed after the Fed Reserve, people became more comfortable and more of two thumbs up for what the Federal Reserve was saying. Some people were saying it was hawkish, and I kind of understand that. And I even challenged a very famous writer. I tweeted that, hey, I don't agree with you. It's not really hawkish from a stock market perspective. But from a bond market perspective, I think it is, meaning it's going to be limited downside in interest rates for a while yet until the Fed finally cuts. But I think over time, the stock market, the bond market decided to go down anyways, that someday it's going to get those lower interest rates, whereas the stock market did even better than the bond market and rallied all day long and eventually surged to record highs, okay? So I think the stock market has spoken, saying we really like what the Fed Reserve said. Now we're over and done with that, and we're back to trading AI, NVIDIA, trading this economic boom here for the next few years. And there's an increasing number of Wall Streeters saying this can last for a few to several years yet, okay? And even the guy running NVIDIA said he felt like the AI boom's here for a few years yet, if not several years. All right, in the S&P 500, yesterday we had an upside objective triggered if the market was going to take out the high of March 18th, and that objective began at 52.28, goes to 52.43 and 52.58. We also had some lesser important objectives just above 5200 on up to that 52.20, 52.30s area. The market came very close to that first objective, the better objective, the more important objective. Came very, very close to it, so the model doesn't really get a gold star, and yet I think you'd agree with me, it was so close, might as well give it a gold star anyways. All right, now it's a bit tricky here that what the model is suggesting, the level four, which was allowed to top early yesterday in the cash market and drop into a bottom yesterday, that didn't work out that way. And the futures market was warning, no, it probably shouldn't top out to late yesterday into today. Well, the futures went just a tad higher today, but could be backing off now. I don't have the quote in front of me here. So at any rate, what we want to see is that I think the forecast that was suggesting some slippage today into a level four bottom is the better forecast. And as we look at it, it probably won't bottom to 1 p.m. Eastern time today into tomorrow morning's day session, but I'm thinking the cash market will bottom today and the futures may bottom overnight, but I'm thinking up tomorrow. But even if for some reason the market went lower, even as of the start of tomorrow's day session, say at 9:30 to 10:30 or something, I think it'll still be swinging back up tomorrow. I think they're going to close the week out fairly well for us here, but it was a nice surge to the upside. I can fully understand why some people want to take profits, chill out a little bit, that they're concerned how do they really want to chase this market, okay? But best forecast is we're still going to get a level four setback, but looks like tomorrow can be a level four bounce, and it doesn't really have to go any higher. The market's not saying it's that strong. It's allowing to stall out. But as we zoom out, it looks as though the level three trend is up from either this week's low or last week's low and is up into next week. So I say higher still next week, regardless of what it does today or tomorrow. It'd have to come down huge amounts, and then I'd probably still say it's going up. It just won't go up to what we wanted. So I think record highs are coming next week as well. And even though I realize these level threes can cause some setbacks for the remainder of this month, even into April, I think they're going to tuck inside those larger level one, level two trends that are probably up into May. So I think the level threes won't be able to create serious enough problems. I think the low is in for the month, and I've been saying this for seems like a while now, and you're going to have to knock this cash market all the way back to 5,100 to make me think differently. You may even have to take it down to 50-50s to say, oh, wow, I guess it bottomed later. And I thought, and I'm not finding that kind of bearish news anymore. I mean, what's really going to make it go down by a serious amount? There's nothing here. So it's going to have to be something that we wouldn't normally expect, something that may have nothing to do with the stock market and economy, but it can be something that could concern people that it will become something important, that they're more scared. And I'm sorry, I just don't see that kind of surprise. So we're on our way higher into May as far as I'm concerned, and maybe late April. And I'll do the weekly update here a little bit this morning here. We'll talk more of that as well as get into some of the long-term pattern analysis of things we want to watch out for. So I think it's up and away. And if they want to knock this down today, I'm fine. If they knock this all the way back, wipes out yesterday up move, which a lot of people say, oh, that's going to be a bad sign. But unless it goes down to 5,100, then I don't think it can spend much time going down at all. I don't think it'll go that low. Even if it goes to 5,100 and lower, it probably won't stay there very long at all. But to me, the 5,100 and less would make me want to reevaluate where are we going, what are we doing. And all it would really do within the long term is say, hey, things might not move up as fast as we wanted. It may take longer than we wanted. There can be some slippage, some sloppiness, some fuzziness here at times. But at the moment, it doesn't look that way. It looks like these people are going to get this market to 5,400 one way or the other. And it came close to 5,200, backed off, and I thought, this is like a bull running to the fence, and then he backs off, and then he jumps the fence. Well, we jumped the fence. I think they're going to be targeting 5,400, but obviously we got to go to 5,300 first and have problems there. We can have problems within the 5,200 area to 5,300 area. That's just normal behavior. That's all it'll be. So I think this market is just screaming to get to 5,400. And there's some analysts have been calling for 5,400 either for a long while or just a little while. But they're even wondering now about their objectives for the end of next year at 6,000. They're saying we might be shocked just how high this market goes this year. Now, some of them, that makes them worried that that also opens the door for very sizable fast drops because you'd put it up too fast. Yes. That needs to be considered. That also would be standard operating procedure. It would be normal, okay? But I don't think we're going to get anything serious to the decline until they ring the bell at 5,400. Now, the interest rates market, I think they're probably going lower into April, May, but I just don't know how much lower. I'm not that interested in buying bonds and setting on them for a couple months and think I'm going to make a big money. The big money is going to be made in the stock market. The easier money is going to be made in the stock market. And it just feels like to me the bonds are going to have a problem putting interest rates down a huge amount until the Fed actually cuts. The Fed may well cut in June, and I think they surprised the market that they're going to cut three times this year. But as some people pointed out yesterday, you can see that there were two people on that FOMC board that were forecasting zero cuts this year. And you can see going out to 2025, they reduced the amount of cuts. I don't think the Fed wants to lower interest rates a huge amount just because inflation's going down. They're now looking at other things. They want to make sure they keep interest rates high enough going into the end of the decade so they're prepared for the next recession and they don't have to do the work to get prepared. They're already there. Plus, I think they're kind of intrigued about the idea that we're now back to normal interest rates. When you look at the history of this country, people can't complain about them keeping interest rates artificially low. Plus, it helps people who don't want to be entirely invested in the stock market. They can get a decent return in savings accounts and money markets in their thing. And people have been complaining you couldn't do that, that you couldn't have a diversified portfolio. You're either entirely in stocks or you're not, okay? Well, in my opinion, even with good interest rates, you ought to be entirely in stocks. But the point is, someday you need to put some money away, like in a cookie jar, in the safe. Well, you might as well earn a good interest rate. We're there. So I'm not complaining about these interest rates, even though some people have been hurt by them. Some businesses have been hurt. For the most part, most businesses have survived this interest rate hike, and they're going to do quite well. Now, someday, they'll roll over to higher interest rates, and maybe that'll change someday. But for the moment, it looks like Federal Reserve assumes inflation's still going down into next year, and they sent a message that they might be able to live with some decent bounces in inflation, with the idea they'll give it time to work lower. So I think the stock market just read the Fed as, hey, this is a green light. They're not going to give us any kind of serious problem whatsoever. But I think they were already in a mood to say it's time to forget about the Fed and inflation interest rates. and I've been preaching this for a year now, and you can just see it's building all the time. I mean, it's there. The marketplace believes stay focused on the economy, business, stocks are worth more. All this other stuff is more of a distractor now and unlikely to be a disruptor. And another group of Wall Streeters just gave up on the idea of any kind of recession coming. I think everything looks great this morning. All right, past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.